They had to make the judgment of who was going to be on the donkey of the day. They chose you.
Yes. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
Well, donkey of the day for Wednesday, February 12th, goes to former three-term mayor of New York City, Michael Bloomberg. Now, we all knew that when Michael Bloomberg announced he was running for president, one of the biggest hurdles he was going to have to overcome was the fact that he oversaw a police tactic that allowed cops to detain a person on any type of vague suspicion, okay? They could search that individual without a warrant and arrest the person if any kind of illegal substance or weapon was found. That policy was called stop and frisk. Now, the problem with stop and frisk is simple. Vague suspicion, in a lot of cases, simply meant black, okay? Black and brown. And black and brown folks said that we were unfairly targeted by the stop and frisk policy, and yes, we were right, okay? Bloomberg, back in 2012, said himself that the policy should be mended, not ended. And last year, before he announced his bid for president, Bloomberg defended the policy by arguing it targeted kids who walked around looking like they might have a gun, and that it works because the result of that was, over the years, the murder rate in New York City went from 650 a year to 300 a year. That should be applauded. Applaud that. Okay. That is great anytime the murder rate drops. But what do kids... Stop the applause. But what do kids who walk around looking like they might have a gun look like, huh? What did he look like? Well, in 2015, he gave a speech in Colorado where Michael Bloomberg is heard defending his racist stop and frisk policing policy. And Bloomberg described the kind of kids he was talking about. And guess what? They are minorities. And now, this audio I'm about to play isn't the best, but I'll give you the highlights after we listen.
95% of your murders and murderers and murder victims fit one MO. You can just take the description, Xerox it, and pass it out to all the cops. They are male, minorities, 15 to 25. People say, oh my God, you are arresting kids for marijuana. They're all minorities. Yes, that's true. Why? Because that's where all the crime is. And the way you get the guns out of the kids' hands is to throw them against the wall and frisk them.
I know he's wishing that audio was worse. But if, in case it was inaudible, Michael Bloomberg described the policy as a way to reduce violence by throwing minority kids up against walls and frisking them. So those kids he was talking about who look like they have guns, yes, they were black and brown folks. Bloomberg also claims that 95% of murders and murderers and murder victims are male minorities between the ages of 16 to 25. And you can just take the descriptions and Xerox it and pass it out to all the cops. Now, it doesn't stop there. Bloomberg also defended the policy on one of our sister stations, WOR. Trouble in Clues Bombs for WOR, right? And they actually explain why they are stopping whites too much and minorities not enough.
They just keep saying, oh, it's a disproportionate percentage of a particular ethnic group. That may be, but it's not a disproportionate percentage of those who witnesses and victims describe as committing the murder. In that case, incidentally, I think we disproportionately stop whites too much and minorities too little.
All right, tell them how you really feel, Bloomberg. Now, you know, all day yesterday, people kept asking me, is Michael Bloomberg racist? I hate questions like that. See, it's clear that the stop and frisk policy was racist. The statements he made defending the stop and frisk policy are definitely racist. So why are you asking me if Michael Bloomberg is racist? Why aren't you asking if his policies are racist? Because you know the answer to that. All right, asking if Michael Bloomberg is racist moves the goalpost a little. And when people ask him, you know, Michael Bloomberg, are you racist? He can say no. But if you ask him, was the stop and frisk policy racist? Well, there's only one way to answer that question if he's being honest. Now, look, people grow, people evolve, they learn from their mistakes. Mayor Bloomberg apologized, but is an apology made days before his presidential bid was announced really an apology? Let's listen.
I can't change history. However, today, I want you to know that I realized back then I was wrong, and I'm sorry. I got something important really wrong. I didn't understand that back then, the full impact that stops were having on the black and Latino communities. I was totally focused on saving lives, but as we know, good intentions aren't good enough.
Look, he's right. You can't change history. You can only do better. But he had years to say that, okay? You announced that at a black church in Brooklyn days before you announced you were running for president. I know this is dream selling season, and people are saying whatever they have to say to get votes, but damn. At least make the apology look real. Make it look sexy, okay? And truthfully, the best apology is change behavior. But it's a little too late in the game for us to trust Michael Bloomberg now, right? But I have a question. Could someone tell me why the old white men who have implemented the most racist legislation, Biden and Bloomberg, have the most black support? Huh? Could somebody tell me that? I saw a new poll this week that says Bloomberg shot up to second among black voters at 22%, behind Biden at 27%. Joe Biden, who was the architect of the 94 crime bill, not to mention the 86 crack laws, and Michael Bloomberg, the overseer of the stop and frisk policy, are leading amongst black voters? What the hell is wrong with you, Negroes? Right? I mean, there is no perfect candidate, so you truly have to vote for the person who you think best represents your interests. But how could you vote for someone who intentionally implemented legislation that hurt your community? Look, I'm definitely voting this year, but getting Donald Trump out is not enough for me. I'm not voting out of fear for Trump. I'm voting for the person who I think is going to actually do something directly to empower the black community, okay? Black people, let me tell you something. Voting for people that have implemented policies that directly hurt your community is not empowerment. Okay, we are just giving them more power to continue to F us over, okay? And the black community will continue to lose, and the white elite will continue to win as long as that's our mindset. Please let Remy Ma give Michael Bloomberg the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you, Charlamagne, for that donkey of the day.
Mm-hmm. Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.